Proclamation number 7679 of 21st of August, 1960. Instruction from God requires bonding with Him. Peace will enter your heart if only you remain intimately united with me and always let me be your guide and companion on your earthly path of life. And then this path will also always be light and bright. You will no longer need to fear darkness, for my love enlightens you and gives you clarity and realization. And then many questions will also be answered for you. That is, you will find the answer within yourselves and also recognize it as truth. Therefore know that the bond with me must always be established first if you want to dispel the blindness of spirit, if you want to gain knowledge about your relationship with me and your earthly task. Know that all problems will be solved for you if you desire this and turn to me myself to give you light. But I can only ever instruct you according to your receptivity, and you should eagerly try to increase this yourselves, because then nothing needs to remain secret to you anymore, because I can then introduce you to the deepest depths of wisdom. And this will happen through my spirit, which is and remains connected to the spiritual spark in you and is awakened to activity through your will. If you now establish the bond with me, then your will has become active in the right direction, and then the spiritual spark in you has also awakened to life, which now expresses itself in you and will instruct you comprehensibly. From this you can see that it is you yourselves who cause me to speak, that the will to hear me also determines me myself to speak. And then you need not doubt that a person hears my voice within himself. Yet I can only ever express myself as the human being himself allows, that is, as he desires to hear me. Only when he is completely silent and only listens to what I have to say to him can I impart spiritual knowledge to him which goes beyond his knowledge, and only then can he speak of having been taught by me, for then knowledge will be made accessible to him which he did not possess before, which he did not absorb through study and which only my spirit can impart to him. But for the most part people already have a certain degree of knowledge which they have gained through reading or external teachings, and then they are unable to completely free themselves and I can then only hand it out according to their attitude. The desire to hear me also guarantees my address, yet always only on condition that the human being has reached a certain degree of maturity of his soul. And this degree of maturity again will also determine the closeness of the bond with me and the degree of devotion to me when the child desires to hear me. And the spiritual results will be correspondingly. For if the father expresses himself to his child, then he truly gives it what is most beneficial to the child. And only I myself can determine this in my wisdom and love. For I want to win souls but not lose them to my adversary. I want to promote the soul's development, I want them to become enlightened and to increase in wisdom, so that they can teach in the last time before the end, so that they will go out into all the world as my last disciples to proclaim the gospel to all people. Amen.